Well, good morning, everybody. We are back on the air. How you doing? This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. You know, we've been down for a little bit with our this Texas heat that we're at. I'm actually in central downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. We're up top the tower this morning. And today is Sunday, August the 13th. Wow. 2023. I'm actually going to be 57 years old in 1 week. Next Sunday at this time, in fact, I will be 57 years old. It's hard to believe. And we're getting ever so close to our four-year mark, me being on iHeartRadio. And also, in addition to that, our Christian podcast show, which has been on the air for nearly 4 years. Hope you guys are doing well. I hope your weekend has been great. Got some uplifting Christian music we're going to be playing here in a little bit. But I need your assistance this morning. We have some text of prayers that I always incorporate in on our Sunday praise. So as we get ready to do that, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, guys, feel free. You can always email me here at the studio or anytime. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on station information. Also, when you do that, you can find the text of prayer number, copy, paste it, put it on your contacts, or you can do it the old-fashioned way, message me, email me. Also, like me on all major networks, share this podcast anytime. It's just great to be back on the air and be back up here at the studio. We've been trying to get either my home studio to kick it off. I have two studios, Faith Studio 1 and Faith Studio 2, so kind of been here more or less at the home base studio, and then now we're back at the other one. Okay, here's our first prayer request on Sunday praise. Penny in Texas writes me, "Good morning, CA. Keep Christopher safe and healthy. Guide him to make the right choices, and also help him grow in faith. Give him the wisdom to focus and get things done. Watch over him as he drives." Absolutely. You know, I think back in the day, Penny, with my kids, I've had two out of four of my kids I have trained to drive. Actually, three. Almost at the finish line. And parent, teacher, driving, if you're doing that, they still do that. That's a learning curve, learning experience, so definitely. Let's pray for Christ right now, his body believers, radio listeners right now, for Penny in Texas. Dear Lord, we come to you today as a body of believers and as radio listeners. We're praying for Penny today in Texas. God, we're praying right now that you keep her son Christopher safe and healthy. God, that you just guide him to make good choices. Also help him grow in faith. God, also give him the wisdom and focus to get things done. And please watch over God and protect him as he drives. In Jesus' name we pray, all God's people said, in 110% total agreement, amen. Text of prayer number two, Owen in Massachusetts. "Good morning, CA. I just want to say I love your radio show. I love the Deacon, Popcorn Bob. Who else is going to be coming? I know you talk about other characters. And I want have a prayer request." Okay, Owen, let me answer your question. Yes, I got more characters coming. I got another one coming hopefully later this week that you guys are going to get a kick out of. And yes, thank you for your sweet comments on some of the characters that I wind up using on our network. So Owen says, in the Massachusetts area, "Please pray that I can shine God's light in the darkness and know that the darkness can never extinguish it." Well, let me share this with you. I've shared the song back in when I was a children's church director. Now they call them children's church pastors. But it's, "Who's in the middle of the dark? God is. Who's in the middle of the dark? God is. Who's in the middle of the dark? God is. I know that God is right beside me. Something, it goes something like that. It's been decades ago since I've done children's church ministry. But I will tell you this, because I worked with the kids a lot. I've done all kinds of different ministry work before, you know, going to Bible college. I will tell you, though, that definitely we are going to pray, because even when you're in the darkness of the situation, God's always going to extinguish it. It's called keeping the faith. You keep the faith, hope, trust in the Lord. Okay? So let's pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, we come together as body believers and as radio listeners. We want to pray for Owen in Massachusetts. God, I just pray that his light for you will shine in darkness and know that it can never extinguish out. Lord, we just lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an anonymous text of prayer in New York says, "Good morning, CA. I am praying for my aunt's dad who is in the hospital with heart failure." Oh, I'm so sorry. Let's just keep in mind, God is a great physician. And let's just see what happens for you there. I'm really sorry to hear about your aunt's dad. But, you know, like I said, God is in control of everything. So we're going to pray right now as a body of believers and as radio listeners for your aunt's dad. And this is the anonymous one in New York. Dear Jesus, I pray for an anonymous listener in New York. Send us a text of prayer saying that her aunt's dad, who is in the hospital with heart failure, God, I just pray you just help him. Help him during this time. God, you're the great physician. We know you got it. Lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Jessica in Texas, I've got a lot of Texas ones this morning, said, good morning, CA, love your radio show. Congratulations on 4 years upcoming. And also, the deacon is a hoot. Jessica, everybody always says that. Thank you so much. And try to bring Popcorn Bob on more. Okay. What happened to Bus Captain Bill? Well, Bus Captain Bill's still here. It's just whenever I decide to have him in the studio, okay? But who knows, one day they may do a remote with me. You never know. Okay, well, here's our text of prayer. My husband's name is Dustin, and I pray for him to be more compassionate and patient. Well, we all go through trials and tribulations. Here's what I'd recommend. Since you're husband and wife, and hopefully you can sit down and have a little, as my grandma used to say, my late grandma, powwow with Dustin, and come together because you're equally yoked. Always keep your home Christ-centered. Keep Christ in your relationship. And tell him what's on your mind. Say, honey, can we sit down? You know, I live in Texas too, so I know it's been hot. If you drank iced tea, water, sit down. Keep him at a catch him at a calm moment. Tell him that you want to talk to him. And if you're in a barrier, then suggest marital counseling, okay? A lot of pastors don't do marital counseling anymore. I actually studied counseling in Bible college, but, you know, with domestic disputes going on now, they use to pay professionals. So sometimes your insurance companies will provide all that. But first thing I do as a wife would be try to talk to him and see if you can get his attention, tell him what's on your mind. And come together, pray, maybe read a Bible devotion. And, you know, and before you do that, pray that Christ will continue to keep your marriage Christ-centered, okay? Because it's vitally important. So let's pray for your husband, Dustin. Dear Jesus, we come together united in prayer. I want to pray for Jessica in Texas and her husband, Dustin. I pray that he'd be more compassionate and patient with Jessica. God, please be with them, I pray. We lift it up and give it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're fixing to kick off Sunday Praise on August 13, 2023. This is a new song, Phil Wickham and Brandon Lake. I hope you guys like it. We got two new songs. I'm going to be playing back-to-back. We got this one from Phil Wickham and Brandon Lake. Again, People of Heaven, you're going to love it. And then a brand new one that came out by the Gaither Vocal Band called Shine. Okay, so here we go. Yeah. There we go. Two new songs back to back. People in Heaven, I love that. Phil Wickham and Brandon Lake. That one just came out not even 3 weeks ago. And Shine, which came out a few days ago, with Bill Gaither and the Vocal Gaither Band. And you know what? They got a whole new album. And I'm hoping sometime later this week, Lord willing, I will play it in its entirety. We always love playing songs like that. Remember, let that light shine. Let your light shine for Jesus, okay? And good morning, everybody. Sunday Praise with CA, your buddy. We're back on the air. I want to encourage you, if you want to be my friend on Facebook, you always can. Big C, little dot, little A, little dot. Did I say little dot? Same thing. Let's start all over. C dot little A dot Hall. Be my friend. We check those over, make sure they're not scammers. Also, like me on that Facebook page, will you? Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can follow me also on X, which is formerly Twitter. We've been on there for a while. If you're on that, at Morning Brew. And I'm on Instagram, CA Hall, FTW 0605. You can follow me there as well. Let's be friends. Okay, what are you waiting for? King and Country, that's what I'm waiting for. What are we waiting for? We are waiting for answers. But he has them. Coffee up this morning, okay?
See you. horizon. I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out of faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King. Cause we believe, hey. All the world starts changing when the church starts praying. Strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking at the sound of praising. Nothing stays the same.
There we go. If you don't know already, Pastor Terrin Wells. That's right. Say, hey, what? Pastor Terrin Wells. He is going to be the pastor of the Church of Whitestone, which will be coming during the fall season. They're getting preparations ready. And yours truly, here at our radio station, we are going to, you know, we may even broadcast that tapings of the Church of Whitestone once they get rolling. We haven't quite figured out how we're going to do that quite yet. But Terrin Wells, my friend, your friend Terrin Wells, will still be doing music, but he's really dedicated now of even doing more work for the Lord, the calling of planting a church in Georgetown, Texas. So during the fall season, when they get that kicked off, whenever you're in Georgetown, check it out. Check out that the church. I'm not for sure where the address is going to be, but I will tell you that it's going to be really great and exciting. So, you know, I'm just happy for him. I'm happy for his wife. They've been preparing. I've been following them on that. And I think it's just totally awesome that they're, you know, they're getting that kicked off. So we have some more Texas prayers. And then I have a Carmen song that I'm going to be playing here in a little while. And it's involving a little bit of with school, with our teachers that are back to school. Guys, I want to remind you that please, with our kids, because I know I got my daughter going to high school, last one, please be careful out there with your children. Please, we always want to pray for protection of our kids. But it's very important to go the speed limit. A lot of you speed racers out there, and I'm not judging you, okay? But it's just vitally important that we be sure not to go too fast. Then you either wind up with a ticket, or there's a 15-year-old boy on his way early in the morning last week to football practice. And by accident, someone had hit him. So it's just vitally important to watch her, you know, and pray for the safety of her kids. And anyway, those of y'all that are back to school, welcome back to school. I'm sure the parents are relieved. And I wish you all the best for a 2023 and 2024 year. Okay, text of prayer. We got an anonymous one in Australia. Please pray for my job and finances. Yes, indeed. Everybody has been there, so we're going to pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, we come together united in prayer as a body of believers. And we want to pray for this anonymous one in Australia. God, let's pray for their job and finances. Please help them. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Deborah in the United States writes me, "Good morning, CA. Please pray that I will find a good church." Absolutely. Of course, I don't know exactly where you're at, Deborah, but in the great state of Texas, we're the Bible Belt Church. There's so many churches. I will tell you, be very selective. Pray in the direction that God wants you to be. I'm not doubting churches. Let God do all the judging on that. Make sure in your heart that you feel the Holy Spirit is leading you in the right direction to that particular church and that God is planting you there. He will open a door. So we're going to pray for you right now because there are good churches out there, but be very cautious of the falsified churches. Remember, Scripture says in the Ten Commandments about false prophets because there are falsified people, okay? And we need to be careful. I'm sorry, it may not be in the Ten Commandments. I was probably having enough coffee this morning. It's in Scripture. Yeah, I should say Scripture. Let me double take about false prophets, okay? So definitely pray about it. We're going to pray for you right now as body believers, radio listeners. Lord, we just come together united in prayer. We want to pray for Deborah. God, I just pray that she finds a good church. Lead her in the right direction. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Two more. Anonymous in New York writes me, "Pray for spiritual growth so I'm more connected with God and my children will have faith and spiritual growth." Absolutely, anonymous one in New York. Again, it goes back to faith. Pour your heart out to Christ. Get yourself either in a prayer closet, not actually in a prayer closet, but we call it prayer closet. Go somewhere where it's a covenant place, you and God, where you can pray. Even if it's in your car, just don't drive with your eyes closed. And we're going to pray for you right now. And also be praying for the spiritual growth because it's a building process. You got to build it up with God by reading Scripture, reading Bible devotion, and talking to Him. It's vitally important. Every day we should have communication with God. We should never shut Him off and say, "Oh, well, God, I just need you in this situation because I'm having a bad deal going on." You don't call Him an emergency situation. Of course, definitely the emergency situation, if you don't know what to pray, is help, right? He hears it. Even if you don't know how to pray, which you really do, deep down inside, just say help, and He'll help you. So we're going to come together and pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, we pray for this anonymous one in New York. God, I just pray for spiritual growth so that they're more connected with God. God, I also pray that the children will have spiritual faith and spiritual growth. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anonymous in Texas. It's been a big Texas day on Texas Prayer. Please pray for me. I feel like I am cursed. Everything bad happens to me and my sister, Cynthia. It's one terrible thing after another. Not sure where it comes from. I can give you the answer. It comes from Satan. As long as Satan is down here till God, and Satan's already lost, God is the victor. Satan disrupts, Satan destroys. Satan creates habit. But you know what? I want you to mellow in this song, "Waymaker, Miracle Worker," which we'll probably play later on. "Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, My God, that is who You are." Now, there's another song that you want to keep in mind too. "God, Turn It Around." Matt Meyer and John Redrick, I love that song. "Turn It Around." You know, search it up on YouTube and listen to some of those songs. Quote Scripture. You know why? Because you quote a Scripture. If you don't even know one, how about John 3:16? Everybody knows that. "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life." By Satan. He hates it. He scrams. Him and his demonomic angels, I hate to call them angels, they're demonomic, they're very evil, because they wanted to follow this idiot. He's going nowhere. He's enjoying his little lime life, but eventually it's coming to an end. Because you see, God's got it. This is His world. He created us, and He's our Father God. Ain't nobody going to overrule God. So let Him guide your path, and He will help you. So it will break, okay? I was the same way. Curses are just the normal norm of being a human being, okay? But remember, you're God's child. So let's pray for you. Dear Lord, we come together as the body of believers, radio listeners. We're praying for this anonymous prayer request in Texas. God, I just pray for them. They feel like they're cursed every time. I want to pray for Cynthia. They said it's one terrible thing after another. God, You've got this. We lift it up and give it to You all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Now, Still kicking off Sunday praise. My late friend Carmen. This song is called America Again. Did it a few years ago, maybe even a decade ago. Makes a lot of sense. I want you to listen to the words, and you would agree with me like I do, I'm pretty sure, on everything. So listen to the song by Carmen. It's called America Again on Sunday Praise. Get you coffee, tea, whatever it might be, frozen coffee. I tried that the other day. I tried Frappuccino, let me just say this, and I loved it. So I think I'm hooked on this. I drink coffee. I used to just drink hot and say, oh, I'm not drinking any of the other kinds. It seems like I am now, especially with this hot weather. All right, here we go, Carmen. Kick it off for us on Sunday Praise. Good morning.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since give me liberty or give me death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead. You need God in America again.
These things are all farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your
Amen. You know, Carmen, God bless you, dear brother. We sure miss you. Carmen, there will never be another Carmen. I can promise you that. There'll be other artists that are good, and they are. There's a lot of good ones out there. But I'm going to tell you something right now. What is missing? God in America. We've got our eyes off God. And, you know, we're going through storms in our life. And you know what? On Sunday Praise, got a few more, couple more songs we're going to play before we have to close out, maybe two or three more songs. Ryan Stevens reminds us that a lot of times we're caught in the eye of the storm. If you listen to these words carefully on Sunday Praise, it'll make a lot of sense.
You remain in control, and in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm,
I'm not afraid of the dark.
There we go. That's true. I love that song. In the eye of the storm, because we all go through that. But you know what? We can also run home to Jesus all the time, anytime. His hands are wide open for us. Cochran and Company, take it away, boys.
Thank you.
going strong today. But the scripture says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And the wages of sin is death. But one day, 2,000 years ago, you shed your blood. You gave your life. And you paid the death penalty for my sins on the cross of Calvary. And I want to praise you for it. That's why, right now, I want to thank you. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you for giving me new life. Thank you for making me a new creation in Christ. When I look back at what the world has done to me, at what the cross has done for me, there's no question in my mind when I say, the world behind me.
No turning back, no turning back, and don't turn back once you've made that decision to follow Jesus and have him in your heart, okay? Well, we're getting ready to cut off on Sunday praise. Glad to be back on the air. Stay tuned for more podcasts. Y'all follow me again on all networks. Search me up on Google, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I want to personally thank and take a moment here to thank FeedSpot again. They put us at the number 9th spot globally. For Christian Comedy, Morning Christian Show, thank you so much. Let's just go ahead. I normally don't do this on Sunday praise, but let's give ourselves a cheer, radio family. Hand clap, but ready for you and your listening and everything. Morning Crow, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, as I get ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over God and protect us. Give us a blessed Sunday, be with our friends, family, as we worship and serve you. And give us a fresh, clean mind and a fresh, clean week. Be with all these many prayer requests, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I got to saddle up. I got to leave central downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. I hope you guys have a blessed day. Stay cool. Please stay cool. Hydrate. Drink plenty of water. And drink your electrolytes, your Gatorade, Powerade, whatever it may be, okay? All right, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.